The renovation was 2 years in the making at a cost of more than $1 million. $100,000 of that came from businessman Quint Studer and his wife Rishi. The Studers contacted Baptist President and CEO Mark Faulkner about their planned gift and asked Faulkner if he could come up with the best use for it.
And then Mark came over and met with Rishi and gave her some options, and she chose the infusion center. I came here with Baptist Hospital, and I think we've always tried to be supportive of all the healthcare providers.
$75,000 from the Baptist Healthcare Foundation also was used for the project.
So infusion is basically a medication that's used to try to kill the abnormal cells that are invading the good cells. So that's what we do down here. We give IV chemotherapy for people fighting for their lives.
Brian Taylor is Director of General Surgery Oncology Service Lines at Baptist Healthcare. The doctors prescribe the infusion and nurses certified in chemotherapy administration give it. It's an effective form of treatment, says Taylor, but not always a standalone protocol.
It can be in conjunction with other things. It could be in conjunction with surgery at some point or another. It could be in conjunction with radiation therapy. So having this new infusion center that's adjacent to our radiation oncology department is key because a lot of patients have a combination of both.
Before the new facility was completed, the infusion center had about 16 open area treatment chairs spread out over 2,500 square feet, treating both chemo and non-chemo patients all day. It's now expanded to about 4,500 square feet with individual bays, and the chemo and non-chemo cases are separated.
So they have their own chair, they have their own family chair, they have their own IV infusion pumps, their own television, so that they can have more of a relaxed atmosphere to get the treatment that they have instead of having it in such an open, busy area.
For cancer patients that are coming here to get chemotherapy, you know, sometimes they're here for 30 minutes to 8 hours, depending on their treatment. We've just designed this area so that they have some privacy.
Stephanie Young is the infusion center's clinical manager. She says the more comfortable the patient can be made, the more effective the often complex and lengthy treatments can be.
You know, these patients are sick. They don't feel well when they come in. They have a bad diagnosis. Having cancer is bad enough. So we want to make their experience the best we can. So that's why we went the extra mile to include some of this luxury. So when they come in and they're here for 8 hours, may not be as bad as it could be.
Patients are allowed to bring in any guest, friends, relatives, counselors, clergy, to sit with them during their treatments. The center will treat up to 40 to 60 patients per day in the expanded space, with about half getting chemo. Young says the larger space actually makes her job easier.
The space that we have upstairs, we've just grown out of. Sometimes we run out of seats. Being down here will make those things better. The pharmacy we have down here is much larger. They'll have more staff. We'll be able to treat patients, hopefully, with less wait time.
Back in the day, there was a limited regimen of cancer treatment, regardless of what part of the body was stricken. But now, Baptist Brian Taylor says they can pinpoint the cancer with targeted therapies.
And then also, there's a whole wave of oral chemotherapies that's coming out. So in the next few years, I mean, we'll see a shift of IV chemotherapy to some more oral treatments, too, or combinations of both.
More information is available at ebaptisthealthcare.org. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.